Martin. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions, at the Chicago Golf Show, February 26th through the 28th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get ready for the coming golf season with incredible bargains on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs at our massive indoor driving range. Sharpen your game with a free lesson from an Illinois PGA pro. Plan your next vacation as you browse hundreds of fabulous golf travel destinations. Parents, bring your youngsters and introduce them to the game of a lifetime. And don't forget to check out the Daily Herald Golf Academy stage, where you'll see and hear the top teachers in the game give their insights on how to play better golf. It's the original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to chicagogolfshow.com and get free golf.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
There are a lot of things you can spend your tax refund on. But one thing you don't have to spend it on is a new smartphone. Because when you switch to MetroPCS, you get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones. So good a deal, I should probably repeat it. Two free 4G LTE smartphones from MetroPCS after instant rebate. Phones from brands like Samsung and LG. And you'll be on T-Mobile's blazing fast, nationwide 4G LTE network. So you see, while other companies want you to spend your tax refund, MetroPCS wants you to put it right where it belongs, in your wallet. Better hurry. This is a limited time offer. Switch to MetroPCS right now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG. You can take your pick. Plus now you get up to 40% off the second line. That's one heck of a deal. Only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. 40% savings requires both lines to activate on 5GB plan. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Did you file your taxes with someone other than Block last year? If so, your day's about to get made. We'll do your taxes for half what you paid them. That's 50% less. Half. And half price is a better price. So what are you waiting for? Make an appointment at hrblock.com. It's refund season. Come get your money.
Subject to $100 minimum charge. Last year's receipt required. Not everyone gets a refund. Limited time offer at participating locations. For details, visit hrblock.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is the new radio home of the Cubs. Sports Radio 670. 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Blackhawks were back at practice today at Johnny's as the team gets ready for a Thursday night tilt against the Predators within the division at the United Center. Marcus Kruger skated today before practice. Marian Hossa figures to skate later this week. Bulls have been on a much better stretch at home lately than they've been on the road this year. They're 18-10 at the United Center. They're 11-16 away from home, taking care of the first couple of games of this three-game homestand. Tomorrow, they will host the Wizards on their home floor to complete it. Pau Gasol missed practice today. He's got the flu. He has a game-time decision for tomorrow. Baseball Jason Hayward begins his first year with the Cubs, fresh off signing a big-time eight-year, $184 million contract. But his skipper, Joe Maddon, says he doesn't need to do anything special to impress the club.
I think that he's going to respond to, how shall I say, the just really the ability to be himself right here. I think there's a lot in there that we could really bring out personality-wise. Because I think he's very an interesting young man with a lot to offer both on and off the field.
Maddon and company working out today in Mesa. So are the White Sox. Both teams with report day today. The Sox working out in Glendale. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the NFL salary cap will rise about $2 million per team. It's the result of an arbitrator's ruling last week related to the shared revenue pool the league shares with the players. Wall Street Journal reports the league needs to return more than $100 million to the Players Association after league owners were found to have mischaracterizing a ticket sales revenue exception. Keeps about $50 million out of the players' pockets. Finally, UIC's Dikembe Dixon became the first freshman in Horizon League history to win Freshman of the Week honors eight times this season. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show sales event going on now. And join Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Brandon Mashinter at Mullins Bar and Grill in Lisle Monday from 7 to 8:30 for the 2016 Bud Light On the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by to meet the Ice Girls. Enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. No outside memorabilia will be signed. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks, and transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. I'm Jordan Burnfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you so much, Jordan. Go home. What a tremendous job by Jordan Burnfield all day long. Our guests today were Scott Merkin from MLB.com, our own Greg Gabriel, and Chris Spatola talking college buckets with us as well. Producer Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job, men. Kevin Zipak for half the show, half a great job to you. And Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at Watch670, The Score.
Yeah, he's going to take that personally.
.com. That's all right. Tomorrow on the show, Matt Miller from Bleacher Report talking scouting and combine. Sahadev Sharma will talk some local baseball with us from The Athletic, and Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. The shift change right now is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena, part of the Amtrak rivalry. Boers and Bernstein, hello.
What's happening, man? What's happening, dudes?
Hey, fellas?
Talkative dudes.
Hey, man, I forgot to bring up the Jose Bautista stuff to you, too, Matty. That's the bat flip made him my man crush last year in the playoffs.
You know, there's a Topps baseball card coming with the bat flip, by the way.
There should be.
You bet.
Should be an entire
there was a Christmas sweater with it.
Did you see that? It's awesome. But this stuff right here about, hey, man, we're giving y'all a hometown discount for 5 years. Here's the number. You holler at me when you're ready. I like that kind of thing, man.
He does keep it.
Because we always talk about what's best for the team and owners doing the best thing to trim down budget or get the best value out of it. I love when a guy's like, you know what? This is how much money I intend to make. Someone will pay this to me. Enjoy your time trying to figure out if it's going to be you or not.
Okay, good talk. I'll go to the boss and find out if you have the money.
Exactly.
And then you're not wasting your time.
They used to have it. No haggling.
Well,
no
at 35, too, it's not that easy a call because you're not paying for past performance. You need to try
to know he swatted right through 35,
yes,
didn't he?
I don't know that he's going to get it. because of that, because of the way that people are starting to undervalue something they used to overvalue, which was the aging power in the era that we're in. I don't know if he's going to get it.
Aging power.
Hey, guys, did you know that Jimmy Rollins is top five active in runs scored, doubles, triples, and stolen bases in all of baseball?
Well, runs scored is, as you know, a function of his on-base percentage and his teammates' ability to hit.
Some teammates at one time that really hit.
Now I do. Top five active runs scored in all of baseball. Who you got?
A-Rod.
A-Rod number one.
He's like, what, 28 away from Babe Ruth, right? 28, 27 runs.
2,002 runs scored.
Where's Ortiz?
Not in the top five. I got
long time guys.
Ortiz is number one in doubles active right now.
So guys who've been Jimmy around Rollins at least 15 years, probably, right?
Yes, sir.
Just trying to think of years. Old in runs scored, guys who have been consistently at the top of a lineup,
or just
driven themselves in.
Yeah, there you go. You got a lot of power. You're going to be on this list and played a long time. Albert Pujols is number two.
Pujols.
Carlos Beltran is in the top five of most of these categories as well.
What a marvelous player he's been.
Phenomenal.
Too,
and Ichiro Suzuki still active at the age of 41.
Is he really not at baseball?
Yeah,
he's
on the Marlins.
Is he really on the Marlins?
No, I know
he's
chasing.
On the Marlins.
What's the Marlins?
3,000 in both leagues.
3,000 yeah. American.
He's a Hall of Famer right now. He doesn't need 3,000.
No. Yeah, but he would like it. Ichiro is a little bit of a...
Grande
Pinocchio.
Oh, yeah. And the Marlins would like to have him help their marketing as like come watch Ichiro chase.
Don Mattingly
grand.
Helped him with their marketing.
That's what you're going to tell.
Doing the best he can.
A city full of Cubans, come watch the Japanese guy.
An old and Japanese man.
He's number one among actives in stolen bases at 498 ahead of Carl Crawford, Jose Reyes, Jimmy Rollins.
So did we get all the names?
Yeah, pretty much.
I found it a little strange yesterday.
Adrian Beltre. Up there in doubles.
Oh my God! Don't touch his head.
Curtis Granderson in triples, by the way, is up there. Curtis Granderson.
Rick Hahn was talking about Jimmy Rollins potentially playing multiple positions.
He's never done it his entire life.
That's not true.
One out.
One out. That's right. One third of an inning at second base.
But he didn't make the play.
No. Nope.
So
but he was on the field.
He spent one out in his life.
They were hitting away from him because they were so frightened of his abilities. Yep.
It's like that crazy Cleveland game.
Always elevated to starter potential.
But Terry, think about it. Would you rather take a flyer on Jimmy Rollins to learn how to play second base for you in a second?
Or Gordon Beckham being a dead person for 2 years.
Right. You know? Or Micah Johnson. Right. He's gone now.
Well, I mean... It's really, isn't it just him or Tyler? I mean, you're not your second baseman. Your big tattooed man is going to play second, so you got to win shortstop.
He's going.
Jimmy's
going
to play 90
games. Jimmy's going to play 90 games for the White Sox.
Yeah, he's still a better shortstop than Tyler, isn't he?
I don't know how good that dude is. Steve Stone loves him, and everybody else loves him. He's 26 years old.
Organization for 7 years.
I have to assume that Jimmy's going to be opening day shortstop. If I had to put money on it, I think he is.
Although, that's what I would say. Late in the show, we had consecutive good callers. It was awesome. I wasn't quite sure which show I was listening to.
The show was over.
We had two really good callers.
We were off the air.
And the first one who said that this is a no downside, if nothing else, if only for spring training, to have him bond with Tim Anderson.
100%.
And to just Anderson's comfort and push.
It's the first thing we mentioned.
And push Saladino a little bit, where just to have it in there, even if you really don't think he's going to make
can't
your
push
team.
Tyler Saladino.
That would be
a possibility there. And then we had someone say, look, a Phillies fan called in and said that one thing that Jimmy Rollins was extremely active in the Philadelphia inner city promotion of the game in some urban areas and neighborhoods
there you go.
You could really see how that fits with not only what Kenny wants to do, but what the White Sox have been really, really good at. And it's something that, frankly, they care about. It matters to them. And if they think he can do some of what Jermaine Dye has done.
Yeah, most of the African-American players with a personality have been pushed by their organizations to do so. You know, Torrey Hunter, Andrew McCutchen, Curtis Granderson has done a ton of work in every city he's been in, including this city that he's from.
Granderson has built a palace over there.
Dude, that baseball palace. My nephew plays for
Oak Park. My kid's playing there tonight.
Is he really?
Yep.
What time?
Yeah,
don't tell me that.
It's remarkable. It's better than a lot of minor league ballparks.
Don't talk about the indoor park.
They push.
Oh, okay. No, the outdoor one at USC is outrageous.
Is it the RBI program that they push? They push a lot of African American players. They say, hey, listen, if you can help us get this out into the community. And
you bet.
That's why I am convinced That's why the Braves did what they did with the Upton brothers a couple of years ago when I first got down there. Mm. You had an African American community who kind of shifts the dollars, and you're selling towards a market that really has minimal interest in baseball.
Yeah, but then they moved their park out to Whitesville.
They moved it out to Cobb County.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Big Joe, that you actually saw at the auto show, he lives out there in Cobb County. Big Joe.
Big Mike, is that yours? No, Mike B.
No, Mike B.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Seven putt Tim. but he actually lives out
Yellow
there.
Perch Larry.
And there are people who are very upset because those are the people who got away from the MARTA and the people that ride the MARTA. They don't want you coming out there in the Cobb County. But the Braves signed Andrew and BJ and Justin and sold them as, hey, black people, come on back. Because
they look just like you.
They dropped that stadium in the middle of the hood.
The Rollins, it's just so White Sox, though. It's so classically White Sox in so many ways. So your instinct is to fight with it and laugh at it.
Because it never works.
It really has never worked.
Jimmy Rollins is going to get on at a 37% clip.
We went through it with percentage of career wins above replacement yesterday.
No, it's not good, and added up all of them with all
the qualifiers. Yeah. And
White Sox are still the pick in that division, though.
Says who? Kansas City ain't.
Sports Weekly's got them. I mean, the bus USA blew Today up people have the White Sox winning that division.
USA Today was the only one that I saw.
Yep.
Kansas City is
by
the
six
best
games.
Team.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I hope so.
That Kansas City regression, you know why I don't see it? Because
Kansas City regression you don't see.
I do not see. And I know they lost Cueto.
What about the pitching?
Well,
the
stuff that they do best that carries them to wins does not just get old.
Telling
because
Ned
you lose
did not
guys.
Show up. But contact and speed?
Contact and speed and defense. They can show up and still do all those things. They re-sign their best player in Alex Gordon. As long as they show up and have contact and speed and defense.
Locaine ain't their best player.
If they can play six-inning games.
Right on the edge.
If
they still have that bullpen and they still play defense and run fast and pick up the ball, they're going to be just fine.
Even with that
Ian
that,
Kennedy
that monkey that's
hey man Ian Kennedy Ian Kennedy fits the Edinson Volquez profile, which worked out awfully well for them.
But you know, I bet Ian Kennedy $70 million for that franchise. Yeah, well,
but a year or two
type of signing
a year or two for Ian Kennedy.
I
trust them on those kind of buys. They've done Jeremy Guthrie. I mean, they've done well on those kind of buys.
You
can
only beat
the
White Sox. I think regression is still the bet, just because it is.
Baseball.
Yost is wearing crowns. So what are you wearing?
You wear it. I would love to see him wearing one.
He does. He walks around Kansas City with a crown.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Oh, I mean, you bet.
That's what I say. Everybody's on his ass. Good for dead Yost.
Did you start getting batting average of balls in play after a while? And I didn't see what theirs was last year.
But they won the championship.
But
it's not predictive either.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it's possible they overhit all their they had a great contact year where balls found holes. So
that's entertaining. The White Sox to overhit and do whatever they need to do.
The retroactive chase for an explanation statistically
I haven't looked at that. I'm just saying that would be one
stay
of the numbers.
Stay tuned for the retroactive logical chase.
He's being this
coming up.
Right,
that's
now.
Not what I said.
No, you didn't have to
baseball's
say it.
Back.
You're doing it. But Terry, you know what? I love the Yost thing too. Because it stands for the fact that you just can't freaking predict it. And they know.
I love that he won, and this guy hates him. I love it.
The numberiest, the wonkiest of the wonks know that you can't end up predicting it because of stuff like that.
I mean, I love French Yost. There's nothing for me that was better than watching Kansas City win. That's just spectacular. What a great
Yost?
Night.
Really?
Yeah, you missed it yesterday when he said that the paper in that city in Washington was the Spokane word.
Oh my God. Goodness.
I know. No, I didn't say that. That's not true.
Terry Rickles over here.
That's not true. It was never said.
So what do you guys got going
never
on today?
Spokane.
We're going to check in with Bruce
down
in spring training and see what all is going on, because we're starting to get, as I mentioned, this is that time of year. No, the stories are all the same. Here's a baseball player.
He's happy that this year is going to be different than next year.
Here's a baseball player, and he's pretty good. no matter what. He's coming back from injury, but he's pretty good. He's old, but he's pretty good.
The Adam LaRoche stuff is hilarious.
Adam LaRoche is like, well, last year's over. Yeah. Now I'm not bad anymore. Okay, fine.
He's like, I got to get my head right. I didn't know I was going to be DHing this much, and now I'm going to be the Adam LaRoche you saw for the previous 7 to 8 seasons. Hopefully he's right.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, Jose Abreu, I don't think you're gonna take him off of first as much because he's not going to have, hopefully, the thumb injury that he had the first half of the season that everybody's trying to cover up. And he got to his 30 and 100. I'm not going to take away at-bats or his comfort level for Adam LaRoche at all at first base, even if he is a subpar first baseman.
Yeah, man, but you get nothing out of that guy again, then they'll just have to cut bait very early on.
You get nothing out of him, it'd be White Sox.
Yeah, we kept waiting for Adam Dunn to come back, too.
Yeah, well, it's true.
Right. And Adam has some other stuff.
He'll be better, won't he?
They'll make one more signing. I was guessing at this with Scott Merkin earlier. Will Venable makes a ton of sense. 33 years old, low money, lefty. You can platoon him a little bit with Avisail,
What are the Hairston brothers like doing these days?
Yeah, I know. Can I find a Hairston?
They're becoming Will Venable. Jerry, I mean, that's the same guy.
Jerry's doing Dodger broadcast right now, I believe.
Is
Jerry,
he?
Good guest, too. Very good talker. He's so articulate. He could be a Golden State Warrior.
Does he give back to the community?
Meanwhile, no question. Half of them, at least.
Your discussion before about using the pejorative term for the various ethnic groups, whether or not it's on the air or not, you were talking about Roman Polak.
Yes.
And it takes me back to years ago, and I'm not sure if he does this anymore, but back in the late 80s, Mike Krzyzewski always used to call himself that.
Mm-hmm.
Like during a press conference, he would
make Dumb Polak is what he used to call himself.
Well, he used to say, he'd say something like, well, I think that this team is actually showing less regression. Regression. That's a big word for a Chicago Polak, isn't it? And he would say that and people are like, ha, 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 ha.
It feels weird.
Yeah, it did feel weird. It's like, okay. Yeah, he's trying to be weird. Sort of this everyman.
Like, I don't like what white people call themselves. White trash, like making a joke about it. We had the white trash drop, and I never hit it. It was always Birds who pressed it on the thing, and then be like, "Yeah, you got golf color people." I'm like, "No, that's the one I stay away from." I stay away from that one and
honky
and cracker. It makes me very uncomfortable when white people start calling each other crackers.
How about N word? You and your buddies call yourselves N word?
We've had this conversation.
On this radio show?
Yeah, very early
was
in
I
the
here?
Show. Yeah, I use it.
No, I remember that.
I don't give a damn who feels any way about it.
Okay,
either.
Well, that's,
use it quite regularly. Use it right damn now if I could.
Well, Krzyzewski wants to use it, use something like that himself. I mean, he's...
But I don't use it around white people. I don't. I try not to, at least. If I'm singing a song or doing something like that, I try to skip the word.
Wow.
But if you go into a press conference using it, like you're saying everyone should be comfortable with it, which is something that I don't
right,
engage
and even
in.
Back then in the South,
generational thing for Krzyzewski, right?
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Like just totally.
Yeah, because I don't know if Polish kids are calling themselves that these days.
I don't think so.
Somebody get Zawoski and Ostrowski and Szczepkowski in a room together.
And Spiegel, for that matter.
The only one who's doing that is Trump. Yeah, he's doing that. Yeah, nobody else is doing that.
Did we find out yet what the rickets are hiding? You can't tease that and then not drop the bombshell the next day, right?
They got a lot to hide.
I need to know what they're hiding. Like, are they hiding, like, who killed Malcolm X?
Or does Trump not know that Laura's openly gay? Does he think that that's some kind of secret?
Oh, he's gonna like reveal, like the lesbian reveal. Is gonna cut a cake.
I was trying to say
it's gonna be like a Subaru in it or something like that.
No. What's funny about that is, remember, Trump is too liberal. Trump is too liberal
that's
for the
best
rickets.
Part of it. The reasoning for it is that he's too liberal.
Right.
He's got the liberal
so it's
history.
Republican on Republican crime.
That's what the whole story of this election is. I mean, it's just endlessly entertaining.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful. The same
it's
week.
It's scary too, though.
It's terrifying. But I'm trying to ignore.
It's
that
very,
part of it.
It's
I,
very
honestly,
scary,
I don't want
brother.
To confront that. I don't want to think about that.
Meanwhile,
part.
Barry's sitting back like, can you believe this is happening? Like, every night he's watching the news with Michelle like, can you believe these mother movies? Like, they kind of got mad about a certain thing with
right.
me. Like, he's got Reverend Wright right there next to him like, can you believe what's going on in the world today?
I like this theory that's out there that the whole thing's just a long con by Trump and he's actually just going to drop out of the race and say, I just wanted you to talk about me for a couple
Bernie
of years.
Bernie Sanders, though. Like, Lawrence and I have had the conversation about Bernie Sanders, how like we don't believe that he truly wants to be president.
He just entered it to make a point.
Introduce a lot of different things.
Pull her leftward before the general. Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like, all right. But of course, Hillary with the South Carolina win. Nobody called to hear that.
Right.
nobody called.
I, But you have the same week. The Cubs ownership is being called out by the same guy that just called the Pope disgraceful. I mean, come on.
Not Christian.
I mean, what more do you want?
Hey, man.
Some of these headlines.
It's a weird world.
It's a weird.
Can you believe that she's going to be the first lady if she wins? Like, everything that everybody thinks about first ladies. Take a look at some of the things that Donald Trump's.
Who, Melania?
Man, she's been butt-bone naked damn near everywhere she's ever been photographed. Like, that's going to be the first lady.
Yep.
Like, people were worried about Michelle Obama's arms being out too much. Like, this woman has shown you cash and prizes and everything else.
First Lady Ginger Lynn made an announcement today.
Right.
I've seen some of it.
This shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Chicago Wolves host Milwaukee this Saturday night at 7 at Allstate Arena. Part of the Amtrak rivalry. Bruce Levine, second half, and more.
Did you say butt bone naked?
Yeah.
Butt bone.
Yeah. I've heard slap ass naked.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a
grab
new one.
Ass naked.
Yeah, you bony or you got a big old booty. Either way, you butt bone naked.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Mr. Bernstein?
All good by me.
Both your butts and your bones will be available.
If you're one of the above.
Boy, we're starting to rank first ladies we wouldn't mind seeing naked pictures of.
Oh, geez. I'm gone.
After Mamie Eisenhower, I'm done.
All right. Yeah, more of this is coming your way.
You kidding me? That's the truth right there.
Mary Todd Lincoln under a drive?
No, no, too short. Yeah, they put a drink in her head.
She have a Bruce?
Not Mary Todd Lincoln.
She have a beard like Abe?
Hell. Well, yeah. Give him the choice.
I'm done. 4 hours and 36 minutes of this coming up.
Give me a choice.
We'll be watching no local stuff again tonight.
Oh, locals?
Yeah,
we got People versus O.J. Simpson, episode 4. Let's go.
I'll tell you how it ends. I'll tell you how it is if you want to.
I'm aware, actually.
Two dead white people and a running brother.
That's how it started.
And they're off.
He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Jason Goff. Boys Bernstein coming up next. Thank you so much for listening to 670 The Score.
There's more Boys and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. The team formerly known as the St. Louis Rams and the Los Angeles Rams and Cleveland Rams went into cost-cutting mode last weekend, lopping $23 million off their cap by cutting three players, one of them Chris Long, who was the number two pick in the NFL draft 8 years ago. Many, if not most, players in Long's position would have ripped the team. They're just into saving money. There's a reason they've been losers for years. Look what they've done to the fans in St. Louis. Long's response? He deserved it. The last two seasons have been blank, he said of his play. He thanked the fans in St. Louis and apologized for not playing better the last 2 years, even though injuries had a lot to do with the drop-off in his play. Long never brought that up, never made an excuse, just said he wasn't as good as he should have been. How refreshing. I'm John Feinstein.
Attention citizens, do not adjust your radio dial. Weird Al Yankovic, the return of the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Prepare for music and humor. It's a rock comedy multimedia extravaganza. Weird Al Yankovic, the Mandatory World Tour, Star Plaza Theater, Sunday, July 3rd. Tickets on sale this Friday morning at 10 through the box office, starplazatheater.com, and ticketmaster.com. Be there. It's mandatory.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The 33rd annual Chicago Golf Show starts this Friday, and you know what that means. Free golf. Everyone gets a free round of golf, courtesy of Golf Visions, at the Chicago Golf Show, February 26th through the 28th at the Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Get ready for the coming golf season with incredible bargains on clubs, balls, shoes, apparel, and more. Hit the latest clubs at our massive indoor driving range. Sharpen your game with a free lesson from an Illinois PGA Pro. Plan your next vacation as you browse hundreds of fabulous golf travel destinations. Parents, bring your youngsters and introduce them to the game of a lifetime. And don't forget to check out the Daily Herald Golf Academy stage, where you'll see and hear the top teachers in the game give their insights on how to play better golf. It's the original, the biggest, the best, the Chicago Golf Show. For tickets, go to ChicagoGolfShow.com and get free golf.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com. Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now. 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Well, if a man of cola said it, it's got to be true.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. The Bulls are back on the court tomorrow night at the UC as the Wizards come to town. Now, the Bulls are 18-10 at home, a little better record than on the road. Pau Gasol missed practice today with the flu, and Jimmy Butler and Nikola Mirotic are still dead and unavailable. The Blackhawks in Nashville skate Thursday on Madison. Marcus Kruger skated today. Marian Hossa is expected to skate later this week. Joe Maddon starts his second camp with the Cubs in Mesa today.
I've been so impressed with the guys. I mean, their professionalism, their ability to verbalize exactly what they need to do, what they're looking forward to do, their accountability.
They're professional and they can talk. Bruce Levine reports live from Arizona with B&B at the top of the hour. And here's an NFL shocker. The league may have screwed players out of over $100 million. Now, players will receive about $50 million of that, and the salary cap will increase by $1.5 million in the coming season, and I'm sure the league apologized for the slight oversight. Join the Score at Crosstown Pub and Grill in Naperville Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and Scorey Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Cubs baseball.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you summer promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. A lot of persistent revving someone's back door. Oh, why not? And this is radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bors.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Bruce Levine is going to join us at the top of the hour. Check in on the latest from the Cubs camp in Mesa. Second half at 3:30, 5 o'clock. Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune, part of their Bears coverage army, will talk to us about the combine and the latest on what Bears scouts might be shopping for at the big open street bazaar that is
for
the combine.
New hat.
Well, they need just about everything.
That's what you can't really, you know, hear the draft pick and go, oh, we didn't need that.
That they took that. No, it's
can't do that. You could say you may don't like the guy, but the position, no.
Yeah, not going to be mad at him.
No.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR. The Score. Email us at Bors and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. There's texting at 67011. Text Zone is presented by Grossinger. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bors_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. You get borsandbernstein.com at your disposal as well, and the radio.com app that allows you to bring the show with you. You download that app to your mobile device, and you can always have it wherever you may be. The producer's Matt Abatacola.
And our team said I was out with flu-like symptoms. It was honestly from the bed bugs.
So I was a little confused. Kyrie Irving?
Yes, Kyrie Irving.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll finish this up.
Yeah, we'll get to it later. Okay. Yeah, I like the story. I don't like the idea of it.
No, I just need some help with it.
I love Matt Abatacola, and you know, he is the Score's Dale Jr. I couldn't find him.
Chris Tannehill.
When you roll up at a McDonald's, what did Donald Trump order?
That fish and light sometimes. the Big Macs are great. The quarter pounder with cheese. I mean, it's great stuff.
The fish delight.
It's delight.
Okay.
He is Captain Indestructible.
Maybe they make a special sandwich just for him. It's off the menu, and he has great delight.
It's disgraceful.
He's thrilled. I know.
Well,
and
I
delighted.
Am. But I don't know if he's talking about me or the Pope.
Disgraceful?
Could be me. Could be the Pope.
Well, the Pope's the one commanding him to eat the fish delight this time of year. So I'm surprised he's listening to him if he finds him so disgraceful.
Pope. Not the Pope. Leave the Pope alone. Smite you dead. Now, you want to talk about the bed bugs?
Oh, no,
just talk about the bed bugs before we get to Bruce?
No,
Mr. Bedbug himself?
No, we can get to that. I was just confused by that.
What are you confused about?
Did the bed bugs actually give him flu-like symptoms, or was he out because he was bothered by bed bug bites and they just said he was sick?
I think he was bothered by bed bug bites.
Okay.
I would be.
Yeah, those are nasty.
Is that true? I don't know enough about him, and thank God I don't. Like, you would wake up and there'd be five sitting on your pillow?
Could be. I mean, I've heard horror stories of people in nice hotels waking up just covered in bites, and just they engorge themselves on your blood, and they're just lying there filled with your blood. And they start out as these tiny little watermelon seeds, and then they grow because they suck on you. There's actually one of the Score salespeople.
Usually have to pay for that.
One of the Score salespeople had a terrible bed bug episode where he went away with his family, and it was brought. They ended up in the house, and there's thousands of dollars worth of remediation. I mean, it's a It's terrible.
I saw a lot of the, it was a while back, but a bunch of the hotels, even in New York, were having trouble. And
a lot of them.
Wow, some of these luxury places.
Yep.
And you're going, what?
Correct.
What? So I don't doubt a story. And I would be disgusted, too. I would be, everything else. And then they have that happen to you? I mean, I don't think you expect it. I don't think it's something you go, well, you know what? If I'm going in there, I'm probably risking a little biting going on during the night. But I didn't know they would sit on the pillow and, like, smile at you.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're smiling at you or if they're sitting there smoking. I'm not sure. But this is
smoking?
The one thing that I took away, there is a piece of Cubs news that I did notice today. I did see the picture in the Tribune of Addison Russell. He does look like he's in pretty good shape. But he got married. That his wife delivered their son in August, and then at 22, he got married. And I don't think it's coincidental that he was on the radar as someone to watch as far as enjoying himself off the field. And I'm wondering if this was something that came at the suggestion of the Cubs, saying that you might want to rein in your social life a little bit. And I don't know that it's true, but I do know that the Cubs were very aware of Russell's active social life. And it's something that they had been watching with Starlin Castro forever. And they had been leaning on Starlin Castro to curtail some of these activities. And he eventually did. They didn't want him hanging out with certain people back home. And they went through this. The other regime went through this with Alfonso Soriano, his relationship with Castro, his relationship with Felix PA. And it might end up being a very, very solid thing for Addison Russell if, in fact, he has decided to say, all right, that's it. I'm off the market. I'm a married man. I have a family life. And that's going to change my hours. Because as we spoke with Crane Kenny when we were at the Cubs convention, the Cubs do think that as long as they have this many day games, they've got to watch the hours very carefully, watch the social lives very carefully, because they think it matters.
Well, I agree with him.
Good.
That's agree with
Terry
him.
Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Bors and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You've heard me talk a lot about Cameron Hughes Wine, and actually I've heard you talk a lot about Cameron Hughes Wine, especially on Twitter, and the people have emailed me who said, thank you for turning me on to some of these values, because I had no idea. You can't say you had no idea, because I've been telling you about what Cameron Hughes does and how he works with the best vineyards around the world. In the vintages, when they make too much wine, he takes it off their hands, and as part of the deal as a negociant, he's able to sell that very same wine, except by not revealing where it came from. He just puts his name on it and a lot number on it, and then it becomes yours at a fraction of the price. Today is a huge day if you enjoy wine at all, or if you have been looking for the opportunity for another reason, yet another reason, to go to chwine.com and try some of these. Today only is called the Fatten Your Cellar Sale. A ton of amazing wines have been discounted to under $10. Under 10 for a bottle. This is a crazy deal for spectacular wines. It's already an amazing value, but he's got 90-point wine enthusiast, 90-point wine spectator wines here. This is up to 30% in additional savings. And if you buy three or more bottles, you get free shipping, and you get a free sommelier corkscrew anyway. All you got to do, after you go to chwine.com and shop around, when you check out, make sure you include the password Dan. It's just that, D-A-N. $100 wine for $28, a $50 wine for under 10. This is the best deal of 2016, and it's only today. It won't last. His 90-point cabs are immensely popular. You're talking about the 599, and you're talking about the 600. You're talking about the 596. There's no excuse not to go online and buy today and stock up. If you do have a cellar, if you've got a wine rack, a wine fridge, and you want to stash some bottles away, today is the day to do it. Over 30% off select wines, free shipping on three or more, and a free sommelier corkscrew at $25 value. Wine's expensive to ship, so this is a great deal that will not get better than this. It expires at midnight. You only get it if you use my code Dan at checkout. So shop the Fatten Your Cellar page to get wines at a crazy discount at chwine.com. Enter Dan at checkout. This is a no-brainer. It expires tonight. Go to chwine.com now.
The Auto Show sales event all month long, now at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Get huge savings and 0% financing on hundreds of new Chevys, including Equinox, Impala, Cruze, Camaro, and the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for only $179 a month. The Auto Show sales event all month long at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright place to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com. 36-month lease, $29.99. New at lease inception to qualified buyers. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Did you file your taxes with someone other than Block last year? If so, your day's about to get made. We'll do your taxes for half what you paid them. That's 50% less. Half. And half price is a better price. So what are you waiting for? Make an appointment at hrblock.com. It's refund season. Come get your money.
Subject to $100 minimum charge. Last year's receipt required. Not everyone gets a refund. Limited time offer at participating locations. For details, visit hrblock.com.
The amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, the government has the power to take everything you own. Your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. When you call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, it'll tell you how to dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. When you call, you'll get free info on how to reduce or eliminate back taxes, penalties, and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process. Call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline today for free info at 1-800-452-0246. That's 1-800-452-0246. 1-800-452-0246.
Have you thought about getting new floors for your home? Well, for a limited time, you could get 60% off select styles of carpet and flooring from Empire today. Get select styles of carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile for any room and get a whopping 60% off. Choose from quality name brands right from your home. Don't miss Empire's incredible 60% off sale. Schedule a free in-home estimate now by calling 1-800. That's 800-815-6024. That's 800-815-6024. Product only. Select styles. Excludes installation, padding, and materials. Ends 2/28/16. Details and licensure information available at EmpireToday.com.
Be wise. Be ready. Wise Food Stores provides ready-made gourmet meals with an amazing 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious gourmet food. Why waste your next emergency on an empty stomach? Call today at 855-401-0959. That's 855-401-0959 to order or request a free sample. Be wise. Be ready.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
grocery store.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I told our guys today how much I respect them and how they go about their business. And I have a lot of faith and confidence that we have never won. We've not won a World Series in a century. So there's nothing to get complacent or cocky about. So bring that all on the table, talk about it, say it up front, and then work it from there. So that's why I believe it's important to embrace the target.
Oh, Madden. You know, here's the thing, that if you go throughout any part of Cubs history, throughout anything I can think of going way, way back, the Cubs have always had at least one drunk around, and probably more. I don't know if one is the reason for the other.
I'm picturing Otis.
He comes in and locks himself in the clubhouse.
That's what I mean.
You know, it's just, I don't know if it's because of that, but I think it's too coincidental to say, well, yeah, then they got this guy, and then that guy, he was another one, and then that guy, he was another one.
Well, if you're going back to Hack Wilson, I mean, there's always, you're going to have at least one.
Oh, at least. Yeah, and I think there is something to be said for finding a better way to spend your time than going out immediately after a game that's over at 4:30 or whatever, right, and you're out in the streets by 7, whatever it has to be.
Well, you remember the Moise Alou stories.
Where
Moise's, and what used to happen in old baseball was you'd get in a particular chemical cycle where you would need, you got trapped in a vicious cycle of a certain substance that was would kind of take you down, mm-hmm, and then you'd show up in the morning and you would need another substance to rev you right back up. Yeah. You would need stimulant depressant, and some players could be very high functioning in that cycle, and all teams have those guys. It's just more, it matters more when you have the hours that the Cubs have kept professionally because of day games.
Yeah, I think there's a, you know, again, I don't know why, but I just don't. Over the years, I could name some White Sox players that I think probably were drunk a lot, and some apparently played that way. But
they played at night.
Yeah, and the Cubs, though, it's just like they've always had, always, at least one or two guys you know on that team are professional drinkers. You know, they're just like, oh, my God.
It's not necessarily the drinking as it is the hours, too. It's just guys.
Yeah, well, some guys, the same just things. One's a function of the other. Sometimes, if you want to go out and have a good time, you're going to stay.
Yeah, some guys just like to run late.
I can see why.
Yeah. I do know for a fact that they are very, very conscious of wanting their players to be professional, wanting their players to understand that all things in moderation, there's a time and a place for it, but your job comes first, and to just make sure, especially with all teams in professional sports and college sports, knowing how important sleep is,
yeah,
and knowing how important routine is.
I mean, I don't know if it's a coincidence, but it every generation of Cubs baseball, there's at least been one or two throughout the years that are just so damn drunk they couldn't find themselves. So, I mean, there's I think that definitely that must play a part because it's too much. It's too, and there is, it is time. And you know, back then they didn't care as much about your time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's more closely monitored now than it ever was because they didn't say, okay, look, they might. You think anybody ever said that to Hack?
That is why in baseball, the managers who care about particularly their veteran players, that's why players want to know if they're going to have a day off, because that's sort of the wink from a manager to say, look, if you want to have a, you know, stay out a little later, I'm telling you tonight it's okay.
Go out and, with Chief Bender.
And then not reneging on that the next day. That's why. That's sort of the code about players like to be told if they're going to have the next day off. Well, it's obvious why they want to be told that. And also, regarding embrace the target, I was thinking about the double meaning of that. And I don't know if Joe Madden means it in both ways or if he has articulated it in both ways. But it's brilliant. From a branding standpoint, it's brilliant and some slogans are just dumb. That's not really a dumb slogan to put in the head of a baseball player, because to me it means two things. Embrace the target for which you are aiming, which is a championship, and embrace the target that's on you. So I think it means both.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace the you've got a target on you. You're a heavy favorite. Did you see that nobody, sports books are saying that nobody is betting the under on the Cubs win total? Nobody?
No, the Cubs are a runaway favorite in every place, everywhere.
But that means
time.
You set it wrong. That means they screwed up. That means they set a bad over-under if nobody's betting the under. Because they want equal betting on both sides.
Well, they would right? like it, yeah.
So that means they're probably kicking themselves thinking that they left money on the table at this point with so much one-sided betting. But I hear
knowing that the Cubs take heavy action no matter
correct.
What.
Correct.
It's like, what are you
correct.
Doing?
But I hear the phrase embrace the target, and that is embrace the target for which you're shooting and embrace the target that's on you as people are shooting at you. Embrace all of it. Embrace the role, embrace the journey. So to the extent that anybody thinks that some of those things matter or not, and that's completely debatable, I don't even know if they matter, they make you better or worse at baseball, but actually judging a slogan from that perspective, it's actually elegant.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of people are sort of waiting for the whole Joe Madden thing to collapse around him. You know, that all of this stuff he does and the things the way he treats his play and all this other stuff. You can't keep doing this and the clown outfits and whatever else, the onesies and whatever else you do. I think you're really kind of missing the point about him. I think you're kind of missing the point if you say, well, you know what, that you can't continue to that sexy kind of guy he is. What are you talking about? He had a team in the World Series. What are you talking about? What do you think you're dealing with here? You think this is like, well, you know, now I'm out of tricks. This is all I can do. I can do this funny stuff for that and have some fun with them, and then I don't know what to do. What are you, out of your mind? Why are you saying that? Why would you say that about that guy?
I think people were bothered by some of what he did last year, arriving on the scene with a historically young contender. It'll be different this year. I think he'll pick his spots. I think there will be maybe a time and a place for it, depending on how he judges the tone of the team. But I don't think he's going to talk to Schwarber and Bryant and Russell the same way he did last year.
No, absolutely not.
I think he kind of knows what he's doing. Amazingly.
Well, that's the point. Yep. I mean, it's not like, okay, well, we've been through all this, the stuff he does when he's around that first year, the magic and the zoo and whatever else. But are you missing the point? I mean, did you just, like, baseball just hit you yesterday? If you not pay attention to what he's done over the years, you think that, you know, when he goes to the World Series with Tampa, you think they'd lost interest? I mean, I don't quite get what the correlation is. Well, you know what? Well, you know, how are you going to, you can't keep doing that crap. He won't.
We will check in Mesa. Bruce Levine of The Score has the latest on the Cubs in camp. That is next. Keep it here. You have WSCR.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Did you file your taxes with someone other than Block last year? If so, your day's about to get made. We'll do your taxes for half what you paid them. That's 50% less. Half. And half price is a better price. So what are you waiting for? Make an appointment at hrblock.com. It's refund season. Come get your money.
Subject to $100 minimum charge. Last year's receipt required. Not everyone gets a refund. Limited time offer at participating locations. For details, visit hrblock.com.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-436-1225. That's 1-800-436-1225. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Federal Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Federal Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-436-1225. Federal Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-436-1225 for free information today. That's 1-800-436-1225.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED,
98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and